Static tensions. Definition. Static tensions are muscular exercises during which the point of application of the force is directed towards the inside rather than the outside. That is to say, you tense at the same time the muscles of flexion and the muscles of extension. They are called agonists and antagonist muscles. Through this process, you produce the immobility of the part of the body you are working on. And if you are working with the whole of the body, you produce a static tension of the whole of the body. The muscles are tense, but there is no movement. You can, for example, tense a muscle without it moving during tension after placing yourself in the right position to perform the exercise. When the point of application of the muscular tension is directed towards the outside, you provoke the movement of an object. When it is reversed towards the inside, you provoke an action on thoughts rather than on objects. For the lower part of the body, when the point of application is directed towards the outside, it provokes the movement, the displacement of the physical body, that is to say, walking or running. When the point is directed towards the inside, instead of displacing the physical body, you are going to displace, to move, the spiritual body. That is to say, you are going to produce an out-of-body experience. It is true that there are several different manners to provoke out-of-body experiences that lead to various modes of operation. Let us go back to what we said about the dervishes, sways and rotations. If a subject is on a rotating seat and that you stop the seat suddenly, the subject will have the sensation that he or she is still rotating. This is the equivalent of the phosphine on the level of the organ of balance of the inner ear. The same way you can develop clairvoyance by mixing a thought with the phosphine, you can also provoke visions if you mix a thought with what could be called, in the case of the rotating seat, the gyrophine. You are going to provoke the equivalent of visions in this organ, that is to say, a sudden sensation to be outside of your body. Instead of intensifying your visual mental image, you will intensify your synesthesian mental image. That is to say, the imagination you have of your own organism. A famous Russian ballet dancer used to say that he could feel his consciousness located above his body when he was rotating very quickly on himself. Various types of out-of-body experiences. There is a first kind of out-of-body experiences during which one can easily have the subjective impression to be located outside of one's body. This sensation comes from mixing a thought with the phine of the organ of balance. On the other hand, with static tensions, even if you do not have a strong sensation of being outside of your body, you will be able to easily manifest yourself at a distance. I will provide several examples. If science does not yet recognize the possibilities of out-of-body experiences with manifestations at a distance, it is simply because those who pretend that they are going to analyze psychic experiences do not usually practice the necessary exercises to produce these experiences. With static tensions, it becomes easy to manifest your double at a distance. I shall mention the rhythm of tensions that the master I met when I was 18, Artem Galip, had indicated to me. The cycle is the following. Tension of the right leg, then the left leg, tension of the right arm, then left arm, tension of all the chest, tension of the neck, tension of all the muscles of the head in the direction of the epiphysis. As you remember, there are certain muscular cells in the epiphysis. Breathe in completely, maintain the air in your lungs, and tense all the muscles of your body. Thus, you will tense the seven different parts I have just mentioned separately at first, and then you will tense the whole of your body as a kind of conclusion to the session. Galip had told me to perform this cycle 4 or 5 times every night before practicing breathing exercises in bed before I was falling asleep. There are other cycles. For instance, Yogananda separates the body in more different parts: the feet, the legs, the thighs. On the other hand, a group in France who practices static tensions, and that is related to Tibetan masters, practice tensions of the whole of the body. The most delicate problem is the question of the rhythm of tension. Thanks to the alternation of the double phosphenes, I noticed that the rhythm of tension for 2 seconds, relaxation for 8 seconds, favors cerebral activity. Of all the rhythms of tension, it is the only one that regulates this alternation of the double phosphine. Consequently, it should be theoretically the best. But practice with groups has showed me that, in a general way, most persons prefer the following: progressive tension during 8 seconds, then sudden relaxation. It is this rhythm that we'll use. 2 very important notes. First, you should not practice progressive tension for more than 8 seconds, as after this period of time, the muscle has no more reserves of oxygen. Also, this tension should end with a slight trembling. There is no need to tense very hard to produce this trembling. On the contrary, you should try to inhibit the mechanism that usually stops this trembling. Like this, it is easy to produce a physiological trembling. With this trembling, we practice at a rhythm of 1/6 of a second, a rhythm that we have studied already, and we are going to associate the two. Concentration on the detail of the visual chaos and on the detail of the sensations of relaxation. You are now going to do this exercise. Lay down on the floor or on a bed so that you have a good contrast between tension and the consecutive relaxation. Let us now establish a parallel with phosphenism, as it is the basis of the analysis of all these exercises. You remember the exercise of concentration on a detail of the visual chaos when you are in conditions of full darkness and you focus your attention on a very small detail of your visual chaos, a greater brightness is formed. If within this brightness you keep seeking for another detail, a small animation will appear in the shape of a vortex, a wave movement, or little lightning bolt. If within this animation you choose another detail, you concentrate on another small detail of the animation, the brightness suddenly turns into a vision. It is often prophetical. Let us transpose this in the domain of synesthesian sensations, that is to say, the sensations that provide us the notion of the existence of our body. For instance, when you go up a stairway, you have strong synesthesian sensations within your muscles. These sensations are the equivalent of the usual light we use for producing phosphenes. But if you are lying on your bed, relaxed, you still have the notion that your body exists. This notion, this sensation, is the equivalent of the visual chaos that we have studied already, but on the level of synesthesian sensations. If you focus your attention on a detail of the visual chaos, more and more intense phenomena will appear until you experience a vision. At that moment, if you focus your attention on a detail of the sensation of relaxation, sensations of exteriorization of your body will appear, that is to say, an intensification of synesthesian imagination, a sensation of being outside of the physical body that is equivalent to vision on the synesthesian level. Two persons I have met who did not know anything about my research and who did not know each other practiced a similar exercise when they were falling asleep. They would concentrate on a small detail of the tip of one of their toes. They repeated this experiment several nights in a row. In both cases, they suddenly had a sensation of exteriorization and they felt as if they were standing next to their body. This is the equivalent of vision on the synesthesian level through the concentration on a detail of the fin of the corresponding organ. The equivalent of strong light will be strong static tension. The principle is similar as the phosphine. Doing simply a phosphine does not develop anything. It is the mixing between a thought and the phosphine which develops spiritual vision. In this case, it is the association on one hand of a thought with the strong tension of the muscle which corresponds to the phosphine, and on the other hand the consecutive relaxation which would correspond to the post-phosphine. It is this association that will develop the spiritual side of the muscle. Exercises. The order of physical tensions. You are now going to do the exercise, first purely physically. Tense your right leg for 8 seconds. Practice the trembling followed by a relaxation. Relax for the same amount of time as you have performed the tension. And focus your attention carefully on the sensations provided by the consecutive relaxation. Tense your left leg for 8 seconds with a trembling followed by a period of relaxation of a similar duration. Take good care to focus your attention on the sensations provided by the consecutive relaxation. Tense your right arm for 8 seconds with a trembling, followed by a period of relaxation of the same duration, taking good care to focus your attention on the consecutive sensations of relaxation. Do not forget that tension is progressive. You have to start softly and go to a maximum, but without exaggerating this maximum. The same way a extremely strong light does not provide a better phosphine. Tense your left arm for 8 seconds with a trembling, followed by a period of relaxation of the same duration, taking good care to focus your attention on the sensations provided by the consecutive relaxation. Inhale fully, keep the air in your lungs, then tense all the muscles of your chest for 8 seconds. Perform the trembling followed by a period of relaxation of the same duration, taking good care to focus your attention on the sensations provided by the consecutive relaxation. Then tense all the muscles of your neck so that your neck does not bend forwards or backwards. Simply tighten the muscles for 8 seconds. Perform a trembling, followed by a phase of relaxation of an equal duration, focusing your attention on the sensations provided by the consecutive relaxation. Tense all the muscles of your head towards the epiphysis during 8 seconds. Practice a trembling, followed by a period of relaxation of the same duration, making sure that you focus your attention on the sensations provided by the consecutive relaxation. Inhale fully, fill your lungs with air, tense all the muscles of all your body until you reach a trembling, starting progressively for a duration of 8 seconds. The trembling is followed by a period of relaxation of the same duration, during which you should focus your attention on the sensations provided by the consecutive relaxation. You now have learned how to practice this exercise physically, but as with the phosphine, practicing this exercise on a purely physical level does not develop anything. The transformation of the energy of the muscle into mental energy. You now need to learn to associate a thought to this exercise. You should choose an auditory thought that you can repeat over 8 or 16 seconds. If you have chosen a cycle of 8 seconds, you can repeat your sentence a first time during the tension and a second time during the consecutive relaxation. If you have chosen a cycle of 16 seconds, you can repeat the first half during the phase of tension and the other half during the period of relaxation. Now do the exercise again. Tense your right leg for 8 seconds, trembling, relaxation for 8 seconds. Do not forget to repeat your chosen thought at the same time. Tense your left leg for 8 seconds, trembling, relaxation for 8 seconds. Make sure when you tense your legs that your foot stays at a 90 degree angle with the leg. Tense your right arm, placing it in a slightly bended position. Your elbow should not rest on the ground, neither on your chest. Your arm should not rest on your chest either. That way, you will make sure that the point of application of the muscular force is actually directed towards the inside of your arm. Do not forget to associate your chosen thought to it. Tense your right arm for 8 seconds. Trembling, relaxation for 8 seconds. Do not forget to associate a thought. Tense your left arm, remembering to associate a thought during tension for 8 seconds. Trembling, relaxation for 8 seconds. Mental repetition of your chosen thought. Inhale fully, tense all your chest, repeat mentally your chosen thought for 8 seconds. Trembling, relaxation for 8 seconds. Move on to your neck. Remember to repeat your chosen thought. Tense all the muscles of the neck for 8 seconds. Trembling, relaxation. Tense all the muscles of your head towards the epiphysis. Remember to repeat your chosen thought. Tense for 8 seconds. Practice a trembling, then relax for 8 seconds. Inhale fully, keep the air in your lung. Repeat your chosen auditory thought while tensing all the muscles of your body for 8 seconds. Practice the trembling, then relax for 8 seconds. Keep repeating your chosen thought. If you have maintained your chosen thought properly during muscular tension, you must have realized that it has acquired a greater intensity. There is a certain transformation of the energy of the muscle into mental energy. As there is a connection between muscles and willpower, it is good to associate resolutions to static tensions. Acquiring the consciousness of the double. Thanks to these exercises, you can acquire the consciousness of your double. Once you are used to the process, you will not need to count the 8 seconds anymore. You will have acquired this rhythm. Consequently, you will be able to focus your attention on something else. You should practice laying down, relaxed, and start tensing your right leg progressively. Meanwhile, maintain the ki 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 sound that we have seen previously. We know that it is related to muscular tension when it is pronounced at a rhythm of 1/6 of a second. This is the rhythm of the electromyogram, the muscular electrical current. It is possible to imagine at the same time a light shaking at this rate, following this rhythm, inside the muscle. You tense the right leg, achieve the trembling, relax. You can rest for a couple seconds, as it is difficult to perform a mental effort just after the physical effort. Then you imagine that you are tensing your leg when your leg actually remains relaxed. I have mentioned several times that synesthesian sensations are the sensations that provide us the notion of the existence of our body. There is a synesthesian imagination as well as a visual imagination. Here is an example. If during the winter you think about your holidays, and you not only represent the beach visually, but also the sensations that your legs were giving you while you were walking or running in the sand. These imaginary muscular sensations constitute synesthesian imagination. Repetition of the tension mentally. We are now going to perform a work of the synesthesian imagination and try to intensify it and provide it a rhythm. The same way we have given a great power to visual images through rhythms that provoke synchronizations, or to auditory images, we are going to confer a great power to imaginary synesthesian sensations by introducing a rhythm into them. Imagine that you tense your limb when you actually do not tense it. Try to represent the sensations that the muscles provide, rather than the visual aspect of the muscle. Try to add the ki-ki-ki rhythm and the shaking light to this exercise. It will improve the efficiency of the exercise, as its purpose is to create synchronizations that are based on rhythmic thinking. Mental trembling. If you synchronize visual rhythmic thinking, auditory rhythmic thinking, and synesthesian rhythmic thinking, it's even better. Also, try to visualize the trembling. Various possible rhythms. Now, you're going to have to research to find the rhythm that is most favorable for the mental repetition. This rhythm seems quite variable depending on the subjects. We haven't been able to establish precise general rules. An interesting rhythm to use is the following. Reach the maximum of tension in 2 seconds, relax during 2 seconds, and observe 2 seconds of rest. This rhythm of 4 seconds is quite natural. But with trial and error, you will find out the cycle that suits you best. Then keep this cycle, as with all exercises, it is absolutely fundamental that you always use the same rhythm once you found the appropriate one. We will later see the reason why. Now let us think about our left leg. Perform a progressive tension of the muscle with or without ki-ki-ki and the shaking light during 8 seconds. Trembling, relaxation. Mental repetition with or without ki-ki-ki. Right arm, progressive tension of the muscle with or without ki-ki-ki and the shaking light during 8 seconds. Trembling, relaxation. Mental repetition with or without ki-ki-ki. Breathe in fully. Tense all the muscles of your chest. Perform a progressive tension of the muscles with or without ki-ki-ki and the shaking light for 8 seconds. Trembling, relaxation, mental repetition. The neck. Progressive tension of the muscles with or without ki-ki-ki and the shaking light during 8 seconds. Trembling, relaxation, mental repetition with or without ki-ki-ki. All the muscles of the head. Progressive tension of the muscles with or without ki-ki-ki and the shaking light during 8 seconds. trembling, relaxation, mental repetition. Breathe in fully, hold the air, tense all the muscles of your body at the same time. A progressive tension of the muscles, with or without kikiki and the shaking light for 8 seconds. Trembling, relaxation. Mental repetition with or without the kikiki and the shaking light, but try to imagine the trembling of all the muscles, though they are all relaxed. Manifestations at a distance with static tensions. We are now going to do the exercise, the way that leads to out-of-body experiences. You should lay down and relax. Choose a place that you know for a first experiment, a place in which you want to project your consciousness. Perform the same exercise, but with one difference. When you are reaching the phase of mental repetition, imagine that you perform this repetition not in the place where your physical body is laying, but in the place where you want to project yourself. Imagine that you perform this tension at a distance. This exercise is not purely subjective, as we can have as a result a manifestation of the double at a distance. Stories with objective verifications of out-of-body experiences produced by static tensions. I obtained several manifestations at a distance when I was a young man. For example, when I was approximately 20, one of my friends asked me to perform some experiments of the spirit type. I did not tell him, but one evening I decided to perform an experiment. I did these static tensions, performed this exercise in a way that I shall explain to you later, by projecting a current of sparks around him, naturally a current of imaginary sparks, and then I represented myself rising above him. The next morning, though I did not ask him any questions, he said, "Francis, it is very curious. Last night, for the first time in my life, I felt something like a spiritual being that was moving above me. And at the same time, I felt vortices, whirlpools around my body. And that had never occurred to me before. I also had the sensation that I was slightly exteriorized. Awakening within sleep on a spiritual plane. I had the sensation to be awakened within a dream by static tensions thousands and thousands of times between 20 and 33 years old. You too can have this sensation to be completely awake, though you are within an imaginary universe of very precise images, a little bit like a dream. But a particularly intense dream, together with a sensation of total awakening. You can remember what you did during the day, and you can think about what you're going to be doing tomorrow. I experienced such a state of awakening, during which I could see my wife in a small house near the sea, with myself and our two children. I said several words. I was holding strongly the hand of one of the children, and the static tension repeating themselves within me very strongly provoked this awakening on another plane. At the same time, I thought, I am going to make Thérèse dream. Thérèse is my wife. I re-enter my body. My wife awakes just at that moment and says, Francis, I have just dreamt that you were in a small house near the sea with our children, and I was there too. And she gave me a score of details that were exactly the same. It is thanks to imaginary mental static tensions that I had performed a lot since the age of 18 that this phenomenon could take place. Externalization of a substance by static tensions. Another time, I did not remember what happened, but there was a very great light, just for a flash, at the moment I was falling asleep after having practiced my usual exercises of static tensions. That night, something very curious took place. It was during the Second World War. I was drafted in Tunisia, and I was a medic for a prisoner camp. Let me describe this place a little. I was in a single room, which window was closed by a very tight net to avoid mosquitoes. Also, to reach my room, I had to go through a room where a dozen of nurses were sleeping. I know that Tunisian nurses like to speak during the night and don't always all sleep at the same time, so it would have been impossible for me to exit the room without being noticed. So I had practiced static tensions, and I had seen this beautiful light in the evening. The next morning, I saw my captain with an unusual expression on his face. So I asked him, "What's wrong with you? What is the matter?" He said, "Oh, but doing practical jokes to your superior really is not so polite." I was surprised. "A practical joke? Me?" "Yes, you try to scare me during the night. Really, you shouldn't do this to your superior." So I asked him to describe me what happened. While he was walking in the wood, a little forest of olive trees, he saw me appear and he said, "Hello, Lefebvre, what are you doing here?" And you answer to me, "It is not me, it is my double." And then you just vanished. This terrorized me, and I ran to the infirmary, and I realized that you were asleep. So I asked the nurses. Nobody had seen you exit the room. I had practiced my exercise of static tensions as usual, and this manifestation just occurred. To tell you the truth, I have no memory of it. Exercises. Let us now do this exercise again. You tense progressively your right leg until it trembles with the kikiki and the imaginary light that is shaking. You relax. You represent the place where you want to project your consciousness, and you imagine that you are there and you are contracting your limb there, with or without the kikiki, according to the fact that it helps you or hinders you. Then pass on to the left leg, tension for 8 seconds, trembling, relaxation, repetition of the imaginary mental tension at a distance. You then move on to the right arm, and I advise you to represent the place where you want to project yourself already during the tension, trembling, relaxation. Mental repetition at a distance. Tension of the left arm, representing the place where you want to project yourself, trembling, relaxation, mental repetition in this place. Do not forget to imagine the trembling. Inhale, keep the air in, tense all the muscles of your chest for 8 seconds, trembling, relaxation, mental repetition in the place where you want to project your imagination. Tension of the neck with your kikiki during the physical tension for 8 seconds, trembling, relaxation, repetition at a distance. All the muscles of the head, tension for 8 seconds, trembling, relaxation, repetition at a distance. Breathe in, keep the air in your lungs, and tense all the muscles of your body progressively until they tremble. For 8 seconds, trembling, relaxation. Now you are going to perform a mental tension at a distance in the place you have chosen for your projection. You have, I believe, found out the rhythm of mental tensions that suits you best. You can maintain these mental tensions as long as possible, trying to find the rhythm at which they repeat themselves into a conscious automatism. We have obtained an automatism, as you remember, in the sway of the dot of light for 2 seconds through the head, the clonus. We have talked of the clonus of thoughts on several occasions in relation with Kundalini. You have to try to build an automatism of the repetition of the imaginary mental tension in the place in which you want to project yourself. Once you have developed this automatism, this process will not be tiring for you. If you have practiced this experiment correctly, you must have realized that your thought becomes denser, that you have a greater sensation of externalization than during an ordinary dream, so that you understand that if you practice this exercise regularly every evening before going to sleep, your double will leave your physical body more than usual. Once you have practiced this training during a few months, you will only have to perform a single static tension to be able to exit your body easily. Intensification of the synesthesian imagination by mixing it with the phosphine. Now we are going to perfect this method. We have seen that the phosphine multiplies all kinds of imagination: visual mental images, auditory mental images, and so on. You are now going to choose a synesthesian thought, that is to say, you are going to practice the tensions, but with a phosphine. You are going to do 2 phosphines, a first one for the 7 separated parts of the body. Then, once you are finished, focus again on the lamp and do another phosphine for the tension of the whole body. During the presence of the phosphine, you should imagine that you are repeating the mental tension within the phosphine. In order to achieve this, you will have to miniaturize your mental tension, and consequently, you will not be able to give it the exact shape of your muscles. What is important is that you have the sensation that you are tensing a muscle. For instance, your fist within the phosphine, miniaturized in imagination, when in reality, physically, you are not performing a tension. Perform the cycle as previously: physical tension, then mental tension of the 7 parts within the phosphine, then focus on the lamp again for 30 seconds, switch it off, and perform your physical tensions, then your imaginary mental tensions within the phosphine until it disappears, that is to say, during 3 minutes. It is always advantageous to associate the phosphine to your exercises. Exercise of projection of a mental vortex. We are now going to study a final way to practice static tensions. This is the way that allowed me to manifest my double at a distance and be seen by a third person. For this exercise, choose something on which you want to have a certain influence. Something might seem a bit vague, but I choose this term voluntarily. This thing, this concept, can be anything that will help ideas to come to your mind, to obtain a solution to problems that are faced, to develop a richer and more original imagination. For an architect, for instance, it could be the house on which he or she is working. For a botanist or somebody who likes plants and who has a spiritual attitude, this could be a plant. It could also be a person to which you want to project a certain kind of blessing. So you are going to represent this theme of meditation mentally during the whole experiment. You should now do a phosphine by focusing on the lamp as usual, switch it off, and do the experiment. You are laying down, your phosphine appears. During the tension, you imagine a current of sparks that enters through the tip of your fingers, goes through all the muscle as it contracts itself. When you relax, the current of sparks is projected through your eyes towards the phosphine. It goes through the phosphine and rotates around or within the mental image that you have chosen. So you are relaxed, you focus on the lamp for 30 seconds, you switch it off, you tense your right leg while imagining a current of sparks that goes through your leg. You perform this for 8 seconds, then trembling, then relaxation. The current of sparks is projected from between your eyes and goes rotating the mental image that you have chosen. Now start again with your left leg, tension for 8 seconds, trembling, relaxation. The sparks leave the muscle, goes through your body and arrive between your two eyes, exit, go through the phosphine, and this time rotate within the mental image that you have chosen. Same thing with your right arm, tension for 8 seconds, trembling, relaxation. The current of sparks exit your body through your eyes, goes through the phosphine, and rotate around the imaginary object. Same thing with your left arm, tension for 8 seconds, trembling, relaxation. The current of sparks rotates within the chosen object. Breathe in, keep the air inside your lungs, tense all the muscles of your chest for 8 seconds, trembling, relaxation. The current of sparks rotates within or around the object that you have chosen. Tense all the muscles of your neck for 8 seconds, trembling, relaxation. The current of sparks can rotate within or around the mental image. Tense all the muscles of your head for 8 seconds, trembling, relaxation. The current of sparks rotates around or within the mental image, depending on the preference you have after experimenting with your limbs. Now, before starting the tensions of the entire body, do another phosphine as I explained it to you. You focus on the lamp for 30 seconds, you switch it off, then you breathe in and you start tensing all the muscles of your body. At the same time, you can repeat mentally the kikiki, and you visualize a current of sparks that goes through your body, entering through the tip of your hands and feet, and gathering between your eyes. Relax, and then make your current of sparks go through the phosphene and project it on the thought that you have chosen. The current of sparks should enter the image from its bottom, go up, whirling, and once it has reached the top of the mental image, make it go down, whirling around the image. Keep practicing like this until the phosphene disappears, and so take the full 3 minutes of the phosphene to practice quietly. The sparks go up within your mental image and go down around its periphery. You can make the current rotate in opposite directions when it goes up and down, or in the same direction. I chose to make the current of sparks rotate around the mental image for the left limbs and within the mental image for the right limbs, as it suits me personally. It is up to you to find the best way that is most suited for you. If you can perform the two motions, going up inside and down around, is naturally more complete. When you practice the exercise regularly, only keep one of the three possibilities, the one that suits you best.